So what do you say we push through and we talk about Disco Silver by Ménage à Thunes?
Ooh, silver, shine, 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 shine. 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 Shining in the lights of the disco, silver sparks intoxicate the dancers. Mirrored ball that spins as it flashes, silver shoes and white polyester. Twirl and spin, the floor is electric. Everything is flashing and shining. Silver glitter twinkles on moist skin as you shine, 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 shine. Ooh, disco silver.
This was a song that I did not expect to get stuck in my head. I started off like not really liking this song. I feel like the way that the lyrics were kind of, or not the lyrics, excuse me, but the vocals seemed a little bit pasted on to the backing track in a kind of a distracting way. And there are some kind of bum notes that you hear in the vocal delivery, and that's a little bit distracting. But the hook is extremely powerful. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night having to go to the bathroom, and I'm walking to the bathroom, and in my head I'm going, oh, disco silver, shine, shine, shine. And I'm like, where is this coming from? And like, it was just, no, seriously, like, I woke out of a dead sleep and my mind was playing that. It's like, oh wow, this really stuck with me. Like, the synth strings are a little bit cheesy. Like, a lot of what you hear in the instrumentation, you're thinking, these are MIDI instruments. I can hear that. but it still works. Like, the song is very thematically disco. And the backing track does all the right things to just hammer that home. And the lyrical take on the song is a bit cutesy for me. Like, the first part celebrates disco and all of the, you know, the wonderful 70s disco things that, you know, would happen. There's the shining silver ball and, you know, bodies moving and the club and the sweating and probably the drug use, which maybe I just invented, probably wasn't in the song, but I thought about. And like, you know, so the singer would go to these discos in the 70s and dance and just have these fantastic times. And then a little bit later, now that they're older and their hair is silver and they're a grandmother, and they hear like the Bee Gees, like in the grocery store while they're looking at canned goods, and they are dancing with their grandchildren, like in the grocery store. It's interesting, and it's a little bit too cute for me. So I didn't particularly care for that take. I just wish they would have celebrated disco and all that came with it. I had some really strong feelings about this song. Like, I didn't want to listen to it at times because I had a hard time with some of the vocals and the way they sounded and the cheesiness of the MIDI instrumentation. But the hook is just irresistible. And like, I like it for that reason alone, practically. It's just a very powerful hook.
And honestly, that's why I'm going to jump in to say I have it down as the biggest tragedy of any song in this whole round, that the shine, shine, shines don't happen in the chorus in the actual song. It's just the intro thing. And I'm like actively mad that like they wrote such a great shine, shine, shine hook and then didn't put it in the chorus in the song, because like, I was just like, yeah, I'm with you. I'm probably have more patience for disco than most. And well, I was like excited again because it's just like a real like fresh sound in the playlist, that those shine, shine, shines are so dang catchy.
Well, it's in the 10-inch remix. They sent
okay.
It to
you. Okay. That's exactly right.
I thought that, yeah, the backing music sounds very, very artificial. As someone who's generated a fair amount of disco lately, I know that you can vastly improve the sound of a disco song with just a couple of real instruments, you know, a real guitar, a real bass, or maybe even just some better synth settings. I think the harmonies at the end of the song could have used some touching up too. The lyrics are good and fun, but it sounds like Joanne is singing every other line of the verses at the very, very bottom of her range. You know, it's like there's one line that's sort of more or less fine, but then the next, you know, set of notes drops down as a part of the melody of the song. And each time it does that, it sounds like she's really, really at the bottom of her range. I'd like to hear her try something maybe like five half steps up. Just if she has range that she thinks she's comfortable in, I'd say try exactly the opposite of that. Try, like, go with a fifth above that and see what you can do and see how that sounds in your vocal range.
I thought, you know, I'll write more in my actual review, but the first verse was sort of a little too, here's my book report on what disco was for me, and maybe we could have, like, been right on the dance. I don't know exactly what that means. And then, like, the second verse, I appreciate that this singer is actually trying to reflect on the passing of time and so on, but there's, like, nothing that's less disco than Campbell's veggie soup or whatever.
I know.
You know, it comes up. It hurts. And so it's just like, I don't know that the life goes swiftly by, now we've grown up so fast is, like, a perfect match for disco. Disco, just, like, be young. You know, however old you are, be young, be vital. Still, I'm really happy about this one, and the shine, shine, shines can come into my head anytime they want.
Well, I wouldn't have imagined that I would be, you know, defending the song, but first off, I mean, I think that it's a good setup. You know, if you're talking about how the time has passed and everybody's old now, and yet they're dancing in the grocery store, then that's kind of cool.
True.
You know, and the other thing is, I think with the point that they were trying to make with the Campbell soup can is that, you know, there's all of this shiny stuff off reflecting the lights that, you know, gives her a flashback of disco. I might have misread that or read something into it.
I think that's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's soup.
It's the most glamorous soup there is.
Certainly a big name in the world of soup.
That's right. We're angling for our first sponsorship.
Yeah.